Available for free from Apple App Store or Google Play. Just search WGNS News. It's your one-stop shop for local news on your mobile device. You can also listen live to your favorite programs and send us news photos and audio. Connect with our Facebook and Twitter social media channels and much more. Download the WGNS News app for free in the Apple App Store and Google Play. Good morning, Rutherford County. It's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio, WGNS.
Wake up with the crew. Wake up. Wake up with the crew. Wake up. You've all been sound asleep. Wake up with the crew. Don't sleep. The night is over. It's morning now. I hear the clock go beep. Wake up with the crew. Wake up with the crew. Wake up. What are we going to hear from Brian? What are we going to hear from John? What are we going to hear from Dalton when the show goes on? Wake up with the crew. Wake up with the crew. The show is on.
News, traffic, weather, and fun every morning with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. It's a Friday, and it is the first day of the summer season. Summer has begun, Dalton.
Finally, summer.
You can put your swim trunks on and not feel guilty.
You know what that deserves, even though it's not Wednesday?
Woo-woo!
A little woo-woo. It's summertime.
Summertime. And it's and as we said, it's also Friday.
Oh, man, what day is it?
It's Friday.
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 It's the end of the week, time to freak. Been working real hard, losing sleep. Click my pay, time to play. Let's all say, hey,
it's Friday.
Indeed, it is Friday, another week Friday. In the books, just about. Here
almost
on the Wake Up Crew here, too.
Got 2 hours, and then
a couple
we're
hours,
here.
And then we're out
here
for
the weekend.
Then we get to go home and go to the pool, turn the radio on, and listen to Rutherford Issues, just in time for Rutherford Issues.
Now, let's just be right on the money with the official start of summer. We're celebrating today is the official start of summer, but it actually begins at 10:54 this morning.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. 10:54 a.m. Central Time.
During Rutherford Issues,
Rutherford Issues.
Are you going to have a special, like, you know, we break in, you know, break into the news announcement? You know,
you get
anything
to ring in the summer solstice.
Yeah.
Nah.
He's going to forget. That's what will happen.
Hi-ho and whatever.
Hey, hi and hello there.
Yeah. He'll be doing that thing when the summer officially hits. But
no, about that time, we'll be wrapping up.
I wonder if parents now are, like, going,
get these kids out of here.
Yeah. We've already been on vacation. We've been to every possible place we can go. And here we go.
I'm tired of entertaining them.
Yeah.
Tired of feeding them.
And
tired of listening to them.
Of course, this is also the time that school supplies start popping up their heads at Walmarts and Targets and everywhere.
Well, it's already in Office Depot.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I went in 2 weeks ago and they were putting it out there.
Is it true Office Depot is kind of like your
sanctuary?
Like, yeah,
it's his Disneyland.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? And just over, I bet he spends like 4 hours over in the pen section, just writing on those little pads to see what the pens are like.
Ooh. I take my own pad in with me.
They're ooh scratchy.
I don't go in with him to Office Depot anymore.
Well, now, I know Staples sometimes have individual pens that you can, but Office Depot, do you actually open the box and try a pen out?
If I say yes, does that make me a bad person?
That makes him a criminal.
No, I just think I would. I mean, I would do it.
I buy pens, and then I will seek out refills for said pens and working to create the perfect pen. And well, I've gotten as close to perfect as I can with my Energel liquid gel ink pen, made by Pentel.
That's golden, by the way,
Can I borrow that just a second? Hand that over here. I want to try that pen. All I've heard is how great this pen is. It is pretty nice.
Gel ink. It's 1.0. And that gel ink is purple. I've added purple ink. I know you probably won't like that, but I do have blue and black ink. But
So you get refills for this one pen?
Uh-huh.
So thank you for letting me touch it, by the way.
I have a home pen that's the same one, and I keep it at home at my desk at home.
In a glass case that he has to open very carefully.
What about a car pen? Do you have a pen for the car?
No, I have this pen for the office, and I have one that's like this, but not golden. I still have the Energel pen, but it's in my backpack. So I have a backpack pen that travels with me wherever I go.
How much did those cost, by the way?
This is like $5.
Energel. Mm-hmm. Energel 1.0.
Yep. And you can buy boxes of refills and just, it's perfect.
I got a number you can call for therapy, by the way. It'll help that situation a lot.
You caused it.
617. And it's time to take our first look at the weather here on the Wake Up Crew.
Good morning, guys. We'll see mostly cloudy skies today, showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 85 degrees, and west winds will become breezy, increasing to 10 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, a spotty shower or storm still possible early. Otherwise, it becomes partly cloudy to mostly clear. Winds will become light, and lows fall into the middle 60s. And then Friday, mostly sunny, chance for afternoon showers and storms. Very warm and humid as highs approach 91. Right now it's 65.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro. Here's what some of the residents of Stones River Manor have to say.
It's a good place to be. We've been here now. I'm going on my fourth year. My wife passed away about a year ago. She said every day, I'm happy here. And of course, I'm staying here.
What activities do you like here?
Oh, the activities are great. We have exercise every day. Just depends on what the day is as to what we're going to be having. But music, Bible studies.
Stones River Manor on Haynes Drive.
WGNS.
Our family at Demas's Restaurant are proud to support local emergency responders who put their lives on the line for our community each and every day. This is Peter Demas, and here is this week's Demas's Emergency Responder of the Week.
Murfreesboro Police Officer Jeff Pulford is our Demas Emergency Responder. A listener writes that they had tried to reach an elderly family member, but were not successful. They called the police, and Officer Pulford was sent to do a welfare check. He located the family member and got everyone in touch with each other. He really went the extra mile to make certain that contact was made. Murfreesboro Police Officer Jeff Wolford.
When you see a firefighter, police officer, paramedic, or telecommunicator going the extra mile, let WGNS know, and we at Demas's Restaurant will salute them as the Emergency Responder of the Week.
So Habitat Restore now has a location in Smyrna and Murfreesboro.
Two locations to serve Rutherford County.
You don't know what you'll be missing if you don't come see us today at the Habitat Restore.
Habitat Restore Murfreesboro at 850 Mercury Boulevard and Habitat Restore Smyrna at 413 Nissan Drive. We'd like to thank Rutherford County for all your continued support of our mission.
And thank you for shopping at the Restore.
Shop directly from your farmer at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. Open each Tuesday and Friday from 7 a.m. until noon at the Lane Agri-Park Community Center on John R. Rice Boulevard.
Rover buses run every hour and drop you off right at the door. The free transfer from the Gateway Route to the West Side Loop on the Rover bus makes getting local foods easier than ever before.
The Rutherford County Farmers Market, Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. until noon at the Lane Agri-Park, down from Sam's.
Oh, but these are...
NBC Sports Radio Update starts now.
I'm John Stashower. Can Zion Williamson live up to the hype? It'll be interesting to see. Taken first overall at the NBA draft last night in Brooklyn by the New Orleans Pelicans. The first three picks were pretty much known. Memphis taking the Murray State point guard, John Morant, and the Knicks following with Williamson's Duke teammate, R.J. Barrett. Atlanta made a trade with New Orleans, moved up to four so they could take DeAndre Hunter, who helped Virginia win the NCAA championship. That left Jarius Garland for Cleveland. Garland only played five games in college hoops before getting injured at Vanderbilt. Minnesota moved up with Phoenix, and the Timberwolves took Jarrett Culver of Texas Tech. Chicago took North Carolina point guard Kobe White. What a win for the Oakland A's hosting Tampa Bay. The game was 1-1 in the ninth inning. The Rays scored three in the top of the ninth. Oakland got one back. Matt Chapman batting, two on, two out.
And here's the 1-0 pitch to Matt. Swung up, launched to left field deep. Van going back, looking up. He will watch it fly. And a miraculous comeback by the A's in the ninth is Chapman. and the final is 5-4.
A's radio the call, and Tampa Bay falls 4.5 games behind the Yankees, who won their 6th in a row, 10-6 over Houston. Yanks with a 6-run fourth inning, hit 3 home runs. The Astros have suddenly lost 5 in a row. The Orioles have lost 9 in a row, fell at Seattle 5-2. Texas earned a split of a 4-game series with Cleveland, winning 4-2. Danny Santana, Elvis Andrews, back-to-back home runs in the 8th inning. Billy McKinney, 2-run homer in the 10th. And Toronto beat the Angels 7-5.
At Farmers Insurance, we know a roof can withstand a lot. One exception being an airborne car. Seen it, covered it. Talk to Farmers.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchange and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Announcement from the National Football League came Thursday. The competition committee unanimously recommended the rule approved in March for instant replay of pass interference remain in effect for the 2019 season only. That tells me that they're going to ditch this replay review of pass interference after the 100th season of the NFL. And it also tells me they got more to do to feel good about the new procedures for replay review of pass interference for the NFL's 100th season. Look, Shereen, the NFL wants nothing to undermine this season-long celebration. This pass interference replay rule has the potential to do it, because we're either going to be talking every Monday and every Tuesday and every Friday after games have been played about too many replay reviews, too many stoppages, the last 2 minutes of the game taking way too long, or we're going to be talking about situations where we think there was pass interference that wasn't called on the field and there should have been a replay review to overturn it. The sweet spot on this one, I think, is very narrow, and it's going to be so hard for 17 different replay officials to be on the same page. This is a potential nightmare for the NFL, and I don't think they appreciate how big of a deal this could be. And my hope is there's somebody out there who's making about $50 million a year to run the NFL who cares about this as much as we do and is committed to doing something to fix it before the season begins.
Yeah, and I don't know really what the fix is at this point. The coaches have gotten their way, and this is how it's going to stand, as you said, for this year, and then they'll review it again and possibly do something different or ditch it and do nothing. But the reason they've never done a rule like this for replay, expanded replay, is because it is so subjective. And every person has a different definition of exactly what interference is. We all know what happened at the NFC into the NFC Championship game was interference. We can all agree on that one. But there's going to be so many of these plays that we disagree on, and 99 people out of 100 in a bar are not going to agree on it. But is that one replay official going to agree that it needs to be reviewed? And 17 of them are going to have probably differing opinions on whether that should happen or not. And it's all going to be dependent on who that replay official is as to whether that play gets reviewed in real time, not slowed down, but in real time. And so I think that's the difficulty of this thing. And they face an impossible thing here, these replay officials. And I feel for them, because they're going to be under the spotlight more than they've ever been in a really, really long time.
And Shereen, that's what got me concerned about this earlier in the week, when Mike Girardi of NFL Media tweeted that Al Riveron was explaining at an NFL Media Summit that the Chargers-Chiefs late-game pass interference call against Kansas City from Week 15 on that Thursday night thriller, it was pass interference called against Kendall Fuller when Mike Williams was trying to catch the pass in the end zone. Riveron said that would have been reviewed, and it would have been determined that Mike Williams also committed offensive pass interference. The end result would have been offsetting fouls, and the Chargers would have had the ball back on the 10-yard line, third and goal. When I saw that, I thought maybe we're not going to be activating replay review only when it's truly obvious, like it was in the Rams-Saints game. See, I think they need just that safety net, break glass in event of emergency type of a thing. I don't want all these rulings of pass interference to be subject to replay review, because it is so subjective, and it is something that you can look at it 10 different ways before you realize where the problem is. I only want replay review, or whatever they use, Sky Judge, whatever, to be involved when the outcome on the field is clearly and obviously wrong. That's the standard, clear and obvious. For pass interference, it's got to be clear and obvious along the lines of what we saw in the Rams-Saints game, not
that week 15, Mike Williams maybe looked like he was pushing a little bit. That if that's subject to replay review, that feeds right into the concerns that I have. And that makes me think, because Al Riveron's already flagged that as something that would be changed under this new rule, that this is going to be a mess.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It's those type of plays, I think, that we're concerned about, and it's going to slow the game down, which is why the NFL and the competition committee wanted to go back to let's have the coaches throw the challenge flags even in the final 2 minutes of each half. And the coaches said, absolutely not, because they don't want to have to save their challenges, save their timeouts to be assured that they have that when they need the opportunity to challenge a pass interference play. So the coaches, again, got their way in this thing by pushing and pushing and pushing. And this is not at all what the NFL or the competition committee wanted in the beginning or in the end. This isn't what they wanted.
But Shireen, the coaches are right. Why should they have to budget a red challenge flag for the last 2 minutes of the game in the event that there's a major blunder like we saw in the Rams-Saints game? I mean, the NFL should come up with a solution that addresses the problem that happened in January and only that problem. That's what Dean Blandino told Deadspin earlier this week. Dean Blandino, the former VP of officiating. If you create a rule for one play, even as obvious as that play was, you can get bad rules that way, and nobody wants that.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:27, time to rise and shine. Time to get up and get on out.
Wake up with the crew.
Wake up with the crew. That's right, exactly. And we're here enjoying our, well, two of them are enjoying their Intergel 1.0 liquid gel ink pens, which I do not have one, and I'm trying to understand why, figure out why I don't have one. But
I've introduced you to them in the past, and I don't know that you were quite as taken with them.
I wasn't until I saw the gold pen.
Oh, you're going to get a gold?
I might, but if I do, he'll swipe them out of my bag and stuff.
They have them in silver, like this.
Silver, too. That's what I'm going to go with, silver.
And they also have one that looks like an American flag, has the red, white, and blue, and the stars on it.
And the refillables are cheaper. You get the refills, it makes it cheaper, and you just use the same pen.
I bought a box of refills.
And that's at Office Depot or any of your, you know, I don't want to leave out Staples. I'm sure they have them.
Yeah. Now, can I get one in bronze? And then you'd have gold, he'd have silver, and I'd have bronze.
Yeah, if you want to pay for it.
Well, yeah, I mean, okay. I'd buy it.
That's why you have the plastic one, because you can't keep up with the pen.
I've kept up with this pen.
I do have a problem myself with keeping up with pens. I'm not sure that that would be a very wise move on my part.
Well, that's why this is an office pen. I have an office pen at home, so these stay.
Okay.
And I have a travel pen that if I lose it, well, they're... I have 200 more that I can choose from.
I have the little, never mind. Anyway, it's time for Today in History.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
I still have a dream. Tear down this wall.
And with that, let's go to CBS Rewind with Brandon Brooks.
This is CBS Rewind. June 21st, 1982. The release of the Paul McCartney single, Take It Away. It spent 16 weeks on the pop charts. It's dated in 1996.
He works for a secret government agency.
The release of the action movie,
He Answers to No One.
Eraser.
You've been erased.
Starring Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Relax.
June 21st, 1998. Singer Bobby Brown arrested and charged with sexual battery in Beverly Hills. He was released on bail hours later. I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind. Now let's get more Today in History with John.
Well, Brandon was kind of fooling me there. He had a little pause there before Rewind. Yeah. Kind of like that effect. Brandon had all the you think he had all the news, all the things in the day in history.
You know, I think that's got to be it. What else could have possibly happened today in history?
Wrong, youngster. There's more. Yes, I have 1939.
Whew.
Lou Gehrig retires from baseball. Had ALS and Lou Gehrig disease, and he had to retire from baseball. In 1955, Johnny Cash releases this hit record.
Luther Perkins has always been with us. Now we have the voice of Johnny Cash, and a career is off and running.
Everybody knows where you go when the sun goes down. I think you only live to see the lights uptown. I wasted my time when I would try, try, try. When the lights have lost the glow, you're gonna cry, cry, cry.
And you heard that, I think that was in the movie with Joaquin. I think he sang that in that.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, yeah, I think he sung that in the movie.
This is actually, by the way, this version of the song was from the 1961 Star Route Tour.
All right. Well, thank you that for that, my TDIH assistant there.
This Sunday, this coming Sunday, if you want to listen to WGNS around 10 o'clock to 10:30.
P.M.
P.M., mm-hmm. Yes. Johnny Cash's grandson is going to be on doing an interview with JDXL, who hosts that show at that time. So,
well, that's a glorious plug, I would think. Well, yeah. Very nicely done
well,
there,
it's
Dalton.
Just in a few days, you can hear Johnny Cash's grandson.
And he sings.
He sings.
Mm-hmm. All right. And 1978, we're going to move on a little bit with Evita premieres in London. Y'all know that's Andrew Lloyd Webber, Evita.
I was thinking La Vida Loca for some reason. It's Friday, I guess that's why. I'm living La Vida Loca.
Did you know Johnny Cash's grandson is going to be on at 10 p.m. on WGNS? In 1982, John Hinckley found not guilty of attempted assassination of President Reagan by reason of insanity. Now, he's the one that shot him and going in the trying to get into the limo.
So, wow.
That's a look at today in history.
Those are some
stuff.
Really good things there.
Yeah, and I like the way you all added some things into the program, this part of it. You know, the Johnny Cash grandson. Now, how old is Johnny Cash's grandson?
I'm not sure. I know he's old enough to tour and do his own music and that kind of stuff.
So you're thinking 1920 something probably, maybe? No.
Born in the 1920s?
No, 19 or 20.
Oh, 1920.
I thought I was going I was like, I don't think so. Yeah, probably around that age.
Wow.
I know a couple years ago he actually did a concert from Folsom Prison on the anniversary of the year that Johnny Cash did it.
Oh, that was cool.
Yeah, to the day.
So he's got to be 19 or 20, 21, somewhere in there.
He's the oldest grandson. He's older than Johnny Cash would have been.
He's not gotten over that. Listen to him.
His laugh just gets me every time.
Hey, Good Neighbor Events coming up in about a minute and a half, but at 6:34, it's time for another look at the weather and our first look at traffic.
Good morning, guys. We'll see mostly cloudy skies today, showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 85 degrees, and west winds will become breezy, increasing to 10 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, a spotty shower or storm still possible early. Otherwise, it becomes partly cloudy to mostly clear. Winds will become light, and lows fall into the middle 60s. And then Friday, mostly sunny, chance for afternoon showers and storms. Very warm and humid as highs approach 91. Right now, it's 65.
Good morning. Looks good out here at the moment at 840 as you head over towards Franklin, Williamson County. Coming down 24 westbound here at Almaville Road, all the way past Walden Road. That's on the increase. A lot of THP units. We've seen them out here this morning up and down 24 in sections of 840 over there hiding as well. If you know somebody struggling with drugs and alcohol, get them some help. Call 855-700-2979. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
At Ascension St. Thomas, our care teams listen to you as both a woman and an expecting mom. Whether it's your first child or your next, our integrated network of doctors, nurses, and specialists take the time to understand the care you need. Then, we create a maternity experience that's right for you and your baby. Or on occasion, twin babies. Visit sthealthbaby.com.
It's Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control, the law offices of John Day, and the Rutherford Home Show, on air Saturdays at noon.
It's time for Fun Bug Facts, presented by AmeriCare Services. Here's Tom Sweat.
Did you know, to survive the cold winter months, many insects replace their body water with a chemical called glycerol, which acts as an antifreeze against cold temperatures. The state insect of Tennessee is both the ladybug and honeybee.
Family owned and operated. AmeriCare Services, your pest, termite, and moisture specialist, online at AmeriCareServices.com.
This is Friday, June 21st, the first day of summer. Time for Good Neighbor Events from News Radio WGNS. Don't forget the Farmers Market every Friday and Tuesday morning, 7 until noon, right there at the Lane Agripark, 315 John R. Rice Boulevard. Give the gift of life today through Sunday, each day, 7 a.m. until 3 in the afternoon. That's over at the Murfreesboro Red Cross, 501 Memorial Boulevard. And there's a photo exhibit all about Murfreesboro in the rotunda of the Murfreesboro City Hall, now through July the 5th. The Cannonsburg Concert Series tonight at 7 o'clock, right there at Cannonsburg in the front lawn, 312 South Front Street. Tonight's free music with the Rockvale Blue, 7 o'clock tonight. And Footloose continues at the Center for the Arts in Uptown Murfreesboro, 7:30 tonight and tomorrow night, and 2 o'clock Sunday. The Center for the Arts is at 110 West College. Don't throw away Old Glory. Retire your American flag with respect. Bring it by WGNS.
This is Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. You hear me on Monday mornings at 7:20 talking about how to lead a healthier lifestyle. We carry supplements, personal care, and grocery items at both our Murfreesboro and Smyrna locations, family owned and operated since 1989.
Let's face it, higher is better. That's why everyone loves a penthouse or to see the world from a mountaintop. What makes higher better is the view. You can see right over the horizon. That's why First Bank CD rates going up is good news. You can view what's on your horizon and see a clear road to your goals. Open a CD at First Bank while rates are rising and get a bank with a great view of your future. FirstBankOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Habitat Restore Murfreesboro and Habitat Restore Smyrna are both excited to help you with your warm weather updates.
So Habitat Restore now has a location in Smyrna and Murfreesboro.
Do you live in Smyrna? We have a Restore location there too. 413 Nissan Drive, next door to Gill's Ace Hardware.
And thank you for shopping at the Restore.
Two locations to serve Rutherford County.
Then Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Branches Counseling Center provides healing, hope, and restoration for people of all faiths, regardless of their ability to pay. Part of how we do that is by the support of people like you who are interested in caring for others. This is Dr. Mike Courtney at Branches. If you'd like to know more about how to help others through Branches Counseling Center, we encourage you to go to our website, branchescounselingcenter.com. We're here to help others, and we want you to be a part of that as well. Thank you. God bless.
Technology for your home's heating and air system, the Daikin Fit from Precision Air. It's quiet, takes up less space, and uses less power. Chances are, even if you had a unit installed in the last few years, you can still save money by switching to the Daikin Fit. Precision Air. Online at PrecisionAirTN.com.
It's time for the Dad Joke of the Day.
Brought to you by...
When it's hot outside and you need a cool truck, call Total Transformation.
Hey guys, Brian Kennedy here with Total Transformation Heating and Air Conditioning. Give us a call at 615-900-6873.
Total Transformation.
Oh, nice guys.
6:39 here on the Wake Up Crew. And our number one, voted by our listeners as the number one segment on our radio program from 6 to 7:45.
And it's early. We'll forgive them.
There's only three of them. Dad Joke of the Day with Brian Barrett.
Well, today it's going to be with funny man Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, okay.
How did we book Jimmy Fallon?
We can't vote him low.
Do we have Jimmy Fallon money?
None.
Because they're
yeah, of course. Sure we do. Jimmy Fallon with our Dad Joke of the Day.
What happens when reporters break a story?
I don't know.
The doctor gives them a newscast.
Yikes.
I can't vote him. I can't vote that being bad.
It's Jimmy.
Okay, a 7. 7 for me.
Is that a sympathy vote?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. In all fairness, I'm giving it about a 3.
Yeah, I'm going to go. Yeah, I'll second that.
Well, that's for our buddy Ron Jordan.
CBS National News coming up, and Ron Jordan as well here on the Wake Up Crew.
CBS News update. The president calls for a limited airstrike on Iran, then changes his mind. Correspondent David Martin is at the Pentagon.
The president had signed off on a strike against Iranian air defenses, but then just 1 hour before it was scheduled to launch, it was called off. It was a go, one official said, and then it wasn't. Another official said simply, cold feet.
Face the Nation moderator, Margaret Brennan.
There are a lot of factors in play here. Exactly what made the president change his mind is not clear at this point, but we do know allies have been voicing strong opposition.
Iranian officials have told Reuters that Mr. Trump warned them of an imminent attack, but also said that he was against a war and wanted to talk about a range of issues. One Iranian official saying its supreme leader was against any talks. State-run TV has been showing what it claims are pieces of the drone it shot down. CBS News Update, I'm Peter King.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
Severe thunderstorms packed quite a punch Wednesday as they rolled through Rutherford County. The county was under a warning for over an hour as severe storms brought 60 to 70 mile an hour winds and hail. There were numerous reports of trees down in all areas of the county. Power lines were downed on Bell Street near MTSU and Jones Boulevard near Northfield Boulevard in Murfreesboro. Smyrna police tweeted about reports of power outages that caused traffic lights not to function. Waldron Road in Laverne near Bridgestone was shut down for a time as live wires were across the roadway. Middle Tennessee Electric said about 6,000 people were without power during the height of the storm. Three suspects who were responsible for a 16-year-old Smyrna youth's 2017 drug overdose death have pled guilty in the Rutherford County Circuit Courts. Eric Crowell and William Yeager, both of Lebanon, and Brett Austin McCord of Smyrna all pled guilty to criminally negligent homicide and other charges. The city of Murfreesboro will host its annual Celebration Under the Stars Thursday, July 4th at McKnight Park. Festivities kick off with a Rock the Pool party from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Borough Beach behind Sportscom. Admission to the pool party is $5 for youth and seniors, $7 for adults. Free family-oriented activities will begin at 4 p.m. and the bands begin at 5:30. Parking and other details available online at WGNSradio.com. And it's a snake-eat-snake world out there. The TWRA posted a video to its Facebook page asking people if they knew snakes will eat other snakes. A video showing one snake eating another was taken by TWRA Tennessee Wildcast host Jason Harmon on his farm. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio, WGNS.
On air, online at WGNSradio.com, on the go with our mobile apps. News Radio, WGNS, Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
NovaCopy is becoming Novatech. NovaCopy, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert, has changed its name to Novatech. The new name was chosen to reflect the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech's IT and print services provide businesses with a free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit Novatech.net. That's Novatech.net. Hear better. See Dr. Sean Lancaster.
Technologies continue to improve just like everything else.
That's former State Representative John Hood.
He wanted me to try a new one. I had a lot more capabilities. And then since then, whenever I have a problem or need a checkup, I guess every 6 months or so, I go in and he cleans them and checks my hearing.
Hear better. See Dr. Sean Lancaster, 608 East Clark Boulevard. Hearing aid and audiology services.
I've just had my cataract surgery from Dr. McCabe, and I could not be more thrilled. You know, worn contacts since I was a senior in high school, and now I have two eyes that are amazing. I wake up during the night, and I can see. Anyone who needs something done to your eyes, oh my goodness, don't wait around. You know, give yourself a gift of sight.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
When it's hot outside and you need a cool truck, call Total Transformation.
Brian Kennedy here. Just remember, this year is the last year you're going to be able to get R22 refrigerant. Make sure you get a leak test and a repair before the end of the year so you don't have to replace it next year.
If it's hot, tell my dad.
Call Total Transformation, 615-900-6873.
Total Transformation.
It's a slick pig barbecue. Spicy wings and Brunswick stew. Everything made fresh for you at the Slick Pig Barbecue. There's lean smoked turkey and chicken too. Ribs so tender don't need to chew. Well, come on, folks, I'm telling you, it's a Slick Pig Barbecue. In 1920 East Main, you're gonna love the pig.
The Slick Pig Barbecue, a Murfreesboro tradition.
It's Man on the Street Newsmakers, presented by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Bazing and Elite Checking from First National Bank of Murfreesboro gives you more reasons to bank locally.
First National Bank of Murfreesboro's Bazing gives cell phone protection.
Hi, honey. We're going to have fresh fish tonight. Whoops, my phone.
First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard. This is Freedom Morgan from First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC.
This could really be a solution to our families that have to have a temporary place to stay with children.
There are not enough local places to house homeless families.
Some of the leaders in Murfreesboro started realizing the rise in families with children that were experiencing homelessness, and so they went to visit a few cities that had programs to see what might work best. And so Family Promise comes in.
Deborah Church with Family Promise.
82% success rate that the families will find transitional housing about 60 days in the program.
Local churches are needed.
Through Family Promise, they know they're going to be stable at least one place for 1 week, and then they may have to move again to another church that are opening their doors for these families.
St. Mark's United Methodist Church, Highway 231 South Church of Christ, and First Baptist Church Main Street have committed to being host congregations.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
And you provide an evening meal, a cold breakfast, and then a bag lunch the next day. Family Promise has a van, and they transport them back to the day center, so they are not at the location of the churches throughout the day.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48 here on the Wake Up Crew, and if I wasn't awake now, after I saw Dalton do a little dance jig there, I'm certainly awake now.
Well, he does that at the car wash.
Oh, that was a great song, wasn't it?
It was.
At the car wash.
It's my car wash dance.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever. Get a sponge, you could clean the whole car with it.
Wax on and wax off.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. That's good.
That's why our cars are so dirty.
Our name of our day today is?
Speaking of cars.
Oh,
today's road trip day.
Road trip day. That's what we need to do. Take a road trip.
Yeah.
You want to take this thing on the road, this show on the road?
I want to take a road trip from the station back home. I want to leave. Can we just go ahead and go
home? That's a really cruel way of, you know, saying you don't like being on the show anymore.
Do you like road trips?
No. I'm not a... My father was. I mean, he loves traveling, driving. I
don't like to drive necessarily, but I don't like to ride.
No.
Worse.
Ride is worse. Yeah. But because you feel rude if you fall asleep and, you know.
Lessons that my children haven't learned or my daughter.
But trying to stay awake, it's really hard sometimes.
Dalton will stay awake.
I don't know how he does it.
I'm about to fall asleep right here.
But you just, what do you do? I mean, you know, he's driving and you try to be friendly.
Well, I'm afraid he's going to kill us.
You try to be friendly.
If I fall asleep, he'll fall asleep and then we'll be dead.
I do that on road trips from football games. I talk to him the entire time that he's never fall asleep. Except Cleveland, coming from Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah, you slept on that.
There was something wrong with me, though. I think I was sick. Really, I do. I think I had sinus problems. Anyway, that's going to do it. 6:50 gets coming up. It's time to focus on the family here on the Wake Up Crew.
Rise. Authority is a powerful influence in a child's life. It can bring chaos into a home, or it can bring peace. I discovered that the night my alcoholic father came home with a hammer and threatened to kill my mom. My parents were struggling, and I'm sure divorce was likely ahead of them. But that night, he came home drunk and angry while my mom was at work. He sat down in our recliner and started banging the hammer against the wall and said he was going to wait for my mom and kill her. One of my brothers slipped out of the back and ran to call the police. When they arrived, one of them came into the room where my sisters had hidden me. I was only 5, and that police officer looked bigger than life. Now, I remember him telling me, "You're going to be okay, son." Those words were a great relief. As fearful as I was of my father, I felt equally reassured by that police officer. Chaos or peace, your authority as an adult and as a parent will introduce one of those into your home. It'll depend on things like your attitude, tone of voice, or whether or not you remain in physical control of your anger. Children aren't equipped with the emotional and material resources to live a stable life. They're counting on you to express your authority in a way that creates stability in their world, not in a way that unsettles it. Don't let your authority be the cause of your child's chaos. Let it be the solution. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Have you heard what President Trump said recently?
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too. I like it too.
Now you can watch Newsmax TV and get the truth about Trump from Bill O'Reilly, Mike Reagan, Alan Dershowitz, Pat Buchanan, and more. Newsmax TV is America's fastest growing cable news channel, now in 70 million homes. Find Newsmax on DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Spectrum, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, and more systems. See Newsmax TV today. It's real news for real people.
Youth vaping is a serious problem. To help address it, Juul Labs has advocated for raising the legal age to purchase our products to 21 plus. Stop the sale of non-tobacco and non-menthol-based flavored products to traditional retail. Enhanced online age verification, strengthened our retail compliance program, exited social media, and we're developing technologies to further restrict youth access. Learn more at juul.com/youth-prevention. Juul Labs, for adult smokers only. Paid for by Juul Labs.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you!
It's 6:53 here on the Wake Up Crew, and a happy Friday, everybody out there. It's time to look at our celebrity birthdays, and I've got 4 of them for you today. One of them was born in 1978, and he just played in the Open Golf Tournament, and that was Matt Kuchar. He's a golfer, and I just threw him out there just because we just had the Open Golf Tournament. Mm-hmm. He finished 3 under and it led there for a while. 1938, Ron Ely played Tarzan on TV.
Oh, you know,
there was Johnny Weissmuller, then there was Ron Ely, the TV Tarzan. He is referred to as the TV Tarzan. Why? Because he played Tarzan on TV. Okay?
I would have never guessed.
Are you with me?
Uh-huh.
All right. 1982, Prince William was born. You know, England's Prince William, who's got kids now of his own.
The Prince of England.
Yeah.
That's why they call him Prince William.
Going to be the king.
He's next in line for the throne?
Yeah, after Queen Elizabeth passes on, correct? Or is
it
Charles?
Well, it would be Charles.
Charles is nearly as old as Elizabeth now.
Yeah, and then William.
Then William, yeah.
So William will get it pretty quick.
Yeah.
Does Charles not have children of his own?
Yeah.
William's his...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's his oldest son. Yeah.
Gotcha. I don't know how the royal
way to keep
works.
Up with the royals there,
I don't.
In 1947, Michael Gross from Family Ties. You're going to remember this, don't you, Brian?
Oh, yeah.
He was the dad.
Yeah, Michael J. Fox was in the show. That was his big stardom.
I want to remind you that now's the time to call or text in your birthdays to us, 615-893-1450, because we're going to give away a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe on North Walnut Street.
All right, coming up on 6:55, let's take another look at that weather here on the Wake Up Crew.
Good morning, guys. We'll see mostly cloudy skies today, showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 85 degrees, and west winds will become breezy, increasing to 10 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, a spotty shower or storm still possible early. Otherwise, it becomes partly cloudy to mostly clear. Winds will become light, and lows fall into the middle 60s. And then Friday, mostly sunny, chance for afternoon showers and storms. Very warm and humid as highs approach 91. Right now it's 65.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company. We handle everything.
Good morning. A lot of radar out here this morning. Slow it down. Looks good. You're on time right now. 24 head towards Nashville on 24 westbound up by Bell Road. Highway 41 starting to pick up here between Laverne and Smyrna. Already some traffic on Sam Ridley headed down towards the interstate. Prince's Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken. Check it out this weekend. 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Hi, this is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We are your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World Off-Road on Memorial Boulevard.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Online at tireworld.us.
The Habitat Restore in Murfreesboro and Smyrna will take your gently used furniture.
We'll come get it. Just call 615-849-5994.
Call Habitat Restore at 615-849-5994.
And we'll pick up your gently used cabinets, furniture, and more.
615-849-5994.
We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
The Habitat Restore.
The Doug Young Educator of the Month salute from News Radio WGNS spotlights Carrie Parr, a special education teacher at Barfield Elementary. Here's Melissa Miller.
What would you say to up-and-coming teachers to encourage them?
Always be looking for the good that is in a child and what a child can do versus what they can't do, because that's what usually will take a child a long way.
What made you decide to be a teacher?
I love working with children that have challenges and that have obstacles that they're trying to get around.
What do you enjoy most from working with students?
My favorite thing is when I see them do something that nobody thought they could do, or when I see the smile on their face when they are surprised at what they're able to do.
What are the achievements you're most proud of?
Just being in special ed for as long as I have been. It's something that I really love. It's a passion that I followed.
Carrie Parr, a special education teacher at Barfield Elementary, the Doug Young Educator of the Month. Sponsored by City Tile and Floor Covering on Spring Street, L&K Trophies, and Toots Good Food and Fun.
It begins with one step, and Ascension Care teams at St. Thomas Joint Replacement Institute are here when you're ready. As Middle Tennessee's orthopedic leader, we perform more joint replacement surgeries than any other hospital system in the area, using the latest advancements in less invasive surgical techniques and technologies. From your first x-ray through recovery, we listen to you, get to know you, and deliver the care that's right for you at every step. Visit ascension.org/TennesseeOrtho.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Ryan Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58, getting ready to close out here on the first hour. I want to remind you to call or text your birthdays at 615-893-1450. We'll be giving away a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe on North Walnut Street. And also want to say congratulations to our good neighbor of the day, Richard Kinnikin. He's the good neighbor. He's always willing to help out a friend. Richard Kinnikin will receive flowers from Ryan's Flowers, Coffee, and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
All right. Right now, as we approach the 7 o'clock hour here at 6:59 now, I want to remind you that it's a wonderful time for you to jump on the horn and join that birthday club. Also, want to tell you about the CBS World News Roundup, which is coming up here for you. It's brought to you locally here on News Radio WGNS by the Low T Center. They're at 2855 Medical Center Parkway, and also brought to you by our friends over at French's Shoes and Boots.
Hi, folks. I'm Rodney French from French's Shoes and Boots in Murfreesboro.
Shop at French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
You know, if you thought all the information was packed into the 6 o'clock hour, oh no.
You'd be wrong.
We have more coming up.
That is exactly right. That's going to wrap up the 6 o'clock hour here on the Wake Up Crew. The second hour is coming up.
News Radio, WGNS, Murfreesboro, the voice of Rutherford County, and the flagship station for Blue Raiders sports. The Courthouse Clock shows it's 7 o'clock.
The military strike on Iran, that wasn't.
President Trump.